Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. We're coming to you today from Las Vegas and the 2018 Compliance and Ethics Institute, and I am joined by Steve Harrison. Steve is a partner at Consilium Compliance Executive Search. Steve, thanks for taking the time away from the conference to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you.
So let's talk about jobs. And people, you know, obviously want to change periodically in their careers. Most of the time, sort of a first step is to develop a resume and update maybe an existing one. When someone, a candidate is looking at their resume, looking to change it, make a new one ready, what should they include and what are things they should not include that you see people doing?
Yeah, so I think the biggest negative that I observe is people being too internally focused. So there'll be abbreviations that only really relate to the company and the business that they're in. It doesn't translate to the rest of the world. People don't necessarily know what certain things mean. What you're trying to portray yourself as is someone that's generally capable to the outside world, not really good at what you do in your internal business structure. So everyone knows about the key terms like FCPA and GDPR, those global terminology, and it's really to get as much of that global relevance out there as you possibly can, while keeping concise, using bullet points, and making sure that you have a good level of transparency.
So they really, by the time they're done reading the resume, have a good sense of what you've done, what you know about, and what you can handle.
Yeah, and you need to get into the mindset of the person reviewing the resumes. So say it's a chief compliance officer, which is normally the case with ourselves. They might look at the resume for 10 seconds. That could easily be the case, and that's how they're going to make a decision. So you want it to be a snapshot, you want it to be accessible and obvious and certainly not confusing in any way. So that's your best possible way of attracting the attention of the hiring manager.
And to that end, one of the things I see, for example, it confuses me on LinkedIn. I'll get LinkedIn requests from people where they just describe themselves as like a global business leader. Hmm. It seems to me that in your resume, you want to avoid those kind of generic things that could apply to everyone, and try, if you're going to do a description of yourself short that's brief, at least make sure that it says a global compliance leader, worked in whatever countries and so forth, correct?
Absolutely. And actually what it's interesting, what I find is the not in every case, but the more senior the individual is, certainly lots of chief compliance officers, general counsel, whatever it might be, are the people that actually struggle most with getting the appropriate message over. Number one, because they might not necessarily be that accustomed to creating a resume, but they just have so much information to share and they don't know what to necessarily focus on. And there's assumption that people will just know what they do via their title. That's not enough. We need to actually see in real terms what's your exposure, things like how many people report to you, the structure of your organization, areas of focus, projects that you've led and worked on, and bringing yourself to life and not leaving it down to someone to work it out for themselves.
So let's move on. The person's developed the resume, whether they've contacted a firm directly or through you, and now they've got the interview. And we'll talk a little bit about how to talk in the interview, but interviews should be a dialogue at best, where they're learning about you as a candidate and you also want to get a sense of what that organization is and am I a fit there. What are things that a candidate should be looking for when they're sitting there being interviewed?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So not enough of this goes on, this type of thinking. It is your own due diligence, right? And you need to work out if it's the right fit for you. So there are the basic principles. I mean, like, what's the compliance reporting line? Who reports to who? Is there the appropriate separation, independence of the function? Things like that, that, if they're not important to the person now, then they probably will be as they become more aware. the personality link as well. There's just too much focus on, I want to impress this person, I want to be who they need me to be in how you present yourself, and not like, can I work with this person for 40 hours a week? Do we connect on a personal level? Are we aligned in terms of the way that we feel that compliance should be approached? Are my skills appropriate to this person and this company, and will it allow me to learn and grow? As I think most people would wish to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everyone does want more than just the paycheck at the end of the day. Every research shows that's not exactly the driver that many people think it is.
Right.
So let's talk sort of the flip side of things you can do wrong. Are there common mistakes you see candidates making once they get to the interview stage of things?
Yeah, so I talked about assumption in terms of on the resumes. Well, that's a big part of the issues that could come up in an interview process as well. Candidates assume that they know about the business and what the business is. They miss a lot of stuff. People are asked, what do you know about us? That can be a make it or break it question, because if you're not clear on who it is that you're interviewing with, the company or the person, it doesn't look great. People most often fail to look at what's happening with the company currently. So doing a Google News search relating to the company name to see something that's come up, whether it be an acquisition deal or a new product, something that's real life that's happening right now that can be referenced to show that you're genuinely taking an interest.
And then let's look at the opposite side, is how do you really stand out in an interview? How do you have that interaction that makes the interviewer think, this person really is the fit for our organization, and I've got to have this person working here?
Yeah, so I think you've got to bring ideas, really, and with confidence, talk about how you would approach the role and the program that you would be part of. Every company has areas of improvement. No chief compliance officer or general counsel will be offended by someone coming to the interview with ideas. Even if they don't agree with the person, I think that they'll be pleased to see that. And the other areas that I've mentioned, showing that you've got a genuine interest in the business, look at the person you're interviewing with, where have they worked before, asking them about those experiences, what do they enjoy about being at the company, and going over and above what the majority of their interviewees will be asking them.
So finally, where do you see the job market for compliance professionals going over the next few years?
So it already is and will continue to see huge expansion. Part of that is that existing highly regulated businesses are hiring more. They're building out their teams, particularly with an international focus. Companies that operate in more risky territories are hiring more regional people. And the other part is the industries that perhaps are not as highly regulated are now tuning into the idea that a strong, robust team of compliance professionals is a very good idea, certainly if they continue to grow their business. So, year on year, we've seen significant increase in flow of business, demand for what we do, and it's all linked to that. Compliance is a concern for everyone in every industry.
Is there anything a compliance professionals should think about doing now to help better suit them for the compliance job market 5 or so years from now?
Yeah, so, well, you guys, you guys have some great sought-after certifications. Interestingly, more and more hiring managers that we work with mention that they'd be interested in seeing related certifications. And what it is a way of communicating to people that you're serious about this career in compliance. And it makes a big difference to show that you've got that focus. The other thing would be looking at where the risks and concerns are right now. So probably every other client that we talk to asks if we could find them a profile of someone that has some privacy experience, ideally some GDPR experience. So look at what's hot and learn about it. If you can't get exposure to it in your current role, then at least research and know as much as you can on the subject, because those are all going to be the, you know, continue to be the sought after areas of coverage.
Well, thanks for giving us insight into this subject of how to manage careers and how to interview better. I also want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen today. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.